The Rancor's Brothel presents The Mask of the Worms. All right, you guys are now in front of the manor. What do you wish to do?
I think I was going to climb a tree.
All right, left side, right side, where do you want to go? Remember, this is a one-story manor. It's not super tall.
Oh, it is one story? Okay.
It is one story.
Oh.
Then there's not windows to climb up and look in.
Ideally, no. So. But you're a cat who likes to climb trees.
Get on my shoulders.
He also did say last time all the windows were shuttered.
The windows were, the curtains were drawn, I believe is what I said.
Yeah.
All right, you get on the roof, we knock on the door, you Santa Claus them.
There's not any smoke coming out of the chimney or anything, is there?
There's not.
Okay.
It's also not.
It's how we spent an entire episode like trying spring. To get a cat
like
out of the
not
chimney.
Terribly cold, but, you know.
Yeah, but it's not like they have electric stoves or gas.
Correct.
Did you climb the tree or no?
Sure. Is there anything I can see up here? Would you like a perception check or something like that? Please let me roll dice, Lucas.
Yeah, you can roll a perception check. It's just it's going to be a high DC. Like the curtains are drawn. Yeah, go ahead and roll it.
That is a 24.
Oh, baby.
Okay. I gave you a DC 20 because I figured it's kind of hard to see. With your cat eyes, you got a better shot of looking into a dark room through, what let's say, a slightly sheer curtain. You do notice that in the room that you're peeking in right here at front, you see something very tall, kind of directly in front of you, that appears to be the shape of a figure.
Oh!
Oh, it's the Slender Man.
It's Slenderman.
It's Slenderman.
Not tall. It's not obnoxiously tall. It just seems like it seems like as though if it were a man, it's taller than it should be.
Okay.
But it also appears to be blocking your view from the rest of the room.
When you say obnoxiously tall, does that mean like you're obnoxiously short? Or
well, I am obnoxiously short, personally.
Okay,
it's been the bane of my existence my entire life, and I appreciate you for f***ing pointing it out.
Hey, we're all the same height on the internet.
End recording. You all die. Monster comes out of the ground. When you ring the doorbell, you drop down, and the Rancor eats you. All right. That's what you see. This shape of this figure, whatever it is, seems to be blocking your view from the rest of the room.
So there, it looks like somebody's standing in there.
That's what it looks like to you.
That's taller than normal.
Yeah.
And where am I seeing this through?
I'll move you back over there if you're watching the map. If I put you here, there should be a window right around here.
Okay.
Looking back towards the front entrance?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'll scamper back down and come back and relay that.
You all know.
I think I'm going to walk up and check the door. Is it locked or unlocked?
Seems to be unlocked.
Okay. All right, I'm going in. and then I'll open the door and look to the left where I would expect this tall figure to be, if nothing is right in front of me.
So you're going to... Let me click off here. You're going to take the lead then?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a marching order here?
I will be somewhere towards the back middle.
I'll be right up front with him.
I'll take the rear.
Let's put you guys in a little group there.
Oh, that fog of war.
Oh.
How's the red circle?
As you look to your left, you see, sitting up on some slight bit of a dais, a suit of armor. There's also one directly to your right. Those of you who are not looking left probably notice the body of a man laying on the ground directly in front of you. That is this red dot.
I definitely did say if there was nothing directly in front of me, then I would look left, but that's cool. Got it. I guess I would identify a dead body and then look left. That's fine.
It's like noted. Hey, cool suit of armor.
It is a body.
Does the body look like anybody we've recognized? I'll walk up to it. Or we've had described to us.
Let's see. As Moldovia Manor's doors open wide to the entrance hall, you see dark tapestries, curtains, and suits of armor decorate it. You also notice that all the decor in here seems to be blue. A passage leads directly in front of you. And a pale man in a torn costume lies on the floor on his back. Blood pools around him, and he is clutching a bottle of wine.
Is the wine costumed? Open?
A bottle definitely looks to be open. He is costumed and masked with a what appears to be a black mask with feathers coming off of it.
Interesting. I'll walk up to the body.
When you walk up to the body, he flinches a little and begins to chuckle to himself very lowly.
The dude?
Yeah. you can what skin you can see it seems to be very pale from blood loss, clearly. He doesn't really roll too much, but he does sort of swagger a little bit. And just begins chuckling to himself, and he takes his bottle of wine and clutches it to his chest and puts his thumb over the opening so that it doesn't spill.
Oh, wait, he's still laying there, right?
He is. He's still laying on the ground.
And there's blood around him. Where do I see a source of the blood? A wound?
You do not.
Vampire! And I just take his head off with my hammer.
Can I get from all of you a con save? It's a DC 12.
21. I'm hardy.
16.
13.
Shoot, 19, baby.
All right. That's you guys cute. Are all. You, who had the 13?
I did.
Schroeder, you, for a second, you think that you kind of hear a heartbeat all of a sudden, but you shake it off. The rest of you feel a little uneasy. Hmm. Yeah. So there's a man directly in front of you. What do you wish to do?
Well, get to interrogating him, Mr. Step Up to the Body.
Yeah, I'll kind of lean down and kind of I'll take his reach down, pull his mask off his face.
Okay. All right. You have removed his mask.
All right. What am I seeing? What does the guy look like?
He's looks to be about middle-aged, laughing hysterically. It almost looks like he's stuck. He's been smiling for so long that his face is stuck, and he's just hysterically laughing, holding a bottle of wine. Clutching it to his chest.
What do his eyes look like? Like, is there elation in his eyes? Does he have like dead 1,000-yard stare?
Drunk, dead drunk. I mean, his eyes are glossy,
dilated,
very, very dilated. Also, he's lost a lot of blood. It appears he's very pale.
The eyes of every lover I've ever had.
Okay. Boots is going odds to of you. Bend over to examine the body and stick his asshole right in the dwarf's face.
You're welcome. The dwarf? What do you mean?
Get wrecked, hey, Schroeder.
you're the only one who's the right height for it.
Yeah. That's the last time I give you any fucking tips on a character.
The odds of you knowing who this person is going to be a bit slim.
I mean, from the description, is he like the owner of the home? The weirdo that we've all heard about? No?
No, that gentleman would not be as old as this gentleman is.
Hmm. I'm gonna try to take the bottle from his hand. Carefully, I don't want to spill any.
He kind of growls at you almost. Kind of grumbling, no, 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 this is mine, get your own. And he just kind of continues.
Can I growl back and intimidate him?
Sure.
That's a nat 20.
Oh! Made a drunk man shit his pants. So
21.
You startle him enough that he loosens enough of the grip on the bottle that, Flynn, you're able to pull it away from him.
Okay. I'm going to take out a vial and just pour a little bit in and just investigate maybe a roll on that. Just color, smell. Is there anything about this wine? I have a background in brewing, so whatever that can give me.
It's a brand that you recognize pretty easily, actually, from around here.
Oliver. It is
Amontillado.
Wait a minute! I have an English degree.
The bottle was nearly empty. You probably emptied it out into whatever vial you may be carrying. And he's kind of reaching for it, like he just really wants this bottle.
I'll give him the bottle back as long as I have.
With his other hand, he kind of is. Give me an investigation check.
That is a 20.
You notice that his left ear, he had the bottle in his right hand. His left ear and left hand have some blood on it. And you can see that there are like scratch marks where he's nearly torn his ear off, or attempted to at least.
You hearing some heartbeats, buddy?
As I was going to say, as he is reaching for the bottle, he is pressing that hand up against his left ear and kind of scratching at it. And yes, when you mention that, he says, the heartbeats, don't you hear it? And he just continues to laugh as he talks.
So the only reason I bring that up is I was the closest to failing that role, if I remember last time.
That is correct. You thought you heard a heartbeat for a moment, and then it kind of faded off.
All right. What else you want to find here, Artificer?
Did I find anything about the wine other than the name? Any smell, oddities?
I don't know what kind of check that would be.
Investigation, maybe?
Yep. I suppose, because it's not like a chemistry roll. Yeah, I'll give you investigation.
Yeah. 13.
It seems to smell normal.
Stinky grapes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll cork the vial and just slip it back in my pouch.
Sure, sure. It could also just be that the scent of blood all around you is you know,
yeah,
bothering you a little bit. But it is a good amount of blood. I mean, you're probably standing in it.
Is the blood just coming from his ear?
That amount of blood, you would imagine, probably did not come from the scratches across the side of his face there. Now.
Okay. Mm.
Right. So is there any place that we can see that it might have come from?
Not that you can see from his front, at least.
Oh. I'll look at the dwarf and say, you help me roll him over? See where this blood's coming from?
And without even blinking, I'll just flip him.
I helped.
When you flip him, there's this kind of disgusting sound because he's kind of congealed to the wood floor. But on his back, you see a very large circular wound where he is definitely continuing to leak blood from.
You find what you wanted here?
Sure.
Whereabouts on his back is the circle wound?
The majority of his torso, the backside of his torso.
Oh, okay. So it's a big old wound.
It's okay. A one giant wound, yeah.
Okay.
I grow bored with the guy on the ground and start searching the room.
Okay. Let me see. You don't really see anything else of note in this room.
Cool, then I go to the next one.
Is everybody following?
Is there some reason we should not let this man die?
That's a good question.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to attempt to save this man, you can. I think you were all given some potions, and you can also roll medicine on him if you want. If you have
that's data. Fine. For those of you who care, you know, keep him alive. I'm going to the next room.
Get potions?
We all got a potion.
Yeah. On my healer's kit.
Please repeat that. I'm sorry.
I'm going to use one of the charges on my healer's kit.
Okay. I don't know what the roll is for that because I don't have that in front of me. So whatever you
need. I've got the special feat. So I just heal him 1d6 plus 4 plus 1 for his hit dice. However many he's got.
Okay.
Healed.
Go ahead. How much you give him back?
5 plus 4 plus 1 per hit die.
So 9 plus 1 per hit die.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can find his stats. Hang on a second. I'm going to see what his max is.
Probably 14.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably enough to get him pretty close back to max. He seems to be less tense, still complaining about the sound, and still chuckling to himself, although maybe not as heavily. But you can definitely see that the wound is you know, healing.
Cool. Do you want to pump him for information now that he's more cognizant?
Go right ahead.
All right. I'm going to hit him with that... persuade him to tell me what happened. Is that possible?
You can try.
Okay. I will give it my best.
And I'll help. So roll with advantage.
Ooh. Oh no. I got a 14 with advantage.
You got a what now?
14 total.
Yeah, he kind of babbles a little bit. He just keeps complaining about the heartbeat, and mm-hmm. he just says that, you know, basically saying things like very similar to what the little girl said, you know, chaos, screaming, the heartbeat, pain in his back.
I'm gonna ask him if he knows where the Willow Man is. We've got a parcel to deliver to him.
He does not know the Willow Man.
And you can open up that fog of war whenever you want, sir.
Yeah, just want to get through that for a moment. I assume everybody's going to follow into the next room.
Yeah.
Yep.
You should have enough sight to see.
Just to make sure you're aware, I got that dark vision, even if it's dark in here.
That's true. Does everybody have dark vision?
I do.
Another Tabaxi's probably the best vision of all you.
No, I'm just a human.
Okay. Just a bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do.
What race are you, Flynn?
He's a gnome.
I'm a genie.
Oh, yeah.
This is what you're seeing. You see five more bodies lying on the floor. You walk into what you can assume is the Great Hall, given its size. The hall is draped in fine green curtains, and the walls are freshly painted to match. Red smears and handprints dot the walls. Chairs and musical instruments are broken and strewn around the room. Long tables are laid with rotting food. Black rats squirm on top of the plates. You see five bloody, costumed bodies lying on the floor.
There are three doors that lead out of this hallway. One directly to your left, directly in front of you, and in the upper right corner here.
Do any of the bodies seem alive like the first guy?
If you want to go check one, you can.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to go to?
I'm going to the three grouped up in the middle there.
So you want to go like right here?
Straight ahead. Straight ahead. Okay. Yep.
So which one are you checking? The one directly to your left, right, or front?
Whichever one sounds like they're breathing.
These bodies do not appear to be moving.
So, no breath.
From what you can tell from just standing here, no.
These ones all seem dead. And I'll nudge one with my foot on the left.
I look at our bard and say, you might want to double check.
I don't know. I trust him. He seems not.
Gave it the old kick test.
I'll go check out the closest one to me on the right. Yeah, that one.
So Jeff, before your character gets there, Schroeder, as you nudge the one on the left,
yeah,
it twitches. And as it twitches, you kind of hear
me rage.
Kind of some crackling. Then suddenly, all of the bodies around you begin to move.
Dip.
Yeah, I think I was right when I said you heard me rage.
I did hear you. They all begin to stand. At this point, it is an initiative roll, sirs.
Yep, just making sure you heard me say I raged three times.
Oh, I heard you.
Uh, 14 for me.
17 Jeff. For me.
Flynn?
Niner.
Josh?
13.
Lucky.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like rolling a 13 in the Christmas room. All red and green.
Let's see.
Dead bodies everywhere, rotten food. Makes me miss home.
Seriously.
initiative is based on dex, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
In a minute. Yep, so this is just a flat one. Okay. Jeff, you get to act first.
Okay.
You see the body that you are walking up to or have walked up to begin to rise up in front of you.
So it's still prone right now?
I'd say it's on its knees. He nudged it before you said you were walking up to the other one, so it had a moment to start to stand. It's not quite laying flat.
Okay.
It's doing that weird windsock thing. You need to call the plumber.
Wacky inflatable arm filling tube, man.
That too.
Yeah, so your move.
Okay. I will pull my rapier and stab the one ahead of me.
All right. Roll to hit, sir.
That's a 21 to hit.
That is a hit.
For 9 damage.
All right. Pretty decent amount of damage on that one. That one appears to be in a lot of pain. Do you have a bonus action or anything you wish to do?
I don't think I do. I don't know. This is the first time I've really done anything with my character.
I don't think we can at level 1, can we?
What?
You can have bonus actions. As long as you have a bonus action.
Yeah, raging. It just depends on... Yep.
Yeah, raging is bonus action.
That's true. Remember that. That's true.
I will I'll cast Hex on... Actually, I should have done that before I attack. That'll be it for now.
Okay. And we will then move to... Shorter. It is on you. You have three of these around you.
Yep. I'm going to hit the one farthest away from Jeff, so the one on my left here, closest to the table.
Sure, the one
And do what?
The one that you nudged.
Yep. And correct me if I'm playing this wrong, guys. This is my first time playing a barbarian. But I'm raging, and I'm going to attack two-handed with my hammer.
You have to rage as a bonus action on your turn.
I raged before things started. Yeah.
So your rage in 5, I think, just gives you the extra 2 damage. Your strength doesn't add up the way it used to.
Yep.
Gotcha. So I'm just rolling normal and then adding 2 for any damage I inflict, correct?
Yep.
Oh, that's a crit. 20. So we're going to start that game off well.
Are you using a big old great axe?
Warhammer. So is it... roll damage times 2, modifier once.
Yes.
You do,
two dice, one modifier.
So yeah, two dice, one modifier. So 2d10 plus 4, essentially.
Yes.
You're not using a shield?
No.
Not if he's using two-handed weapon.
So that is 16 plus 4, so 20 damage.
What's your weapon?
Two-handed warhammer. It's versatile.
You swing this thing around and you just mash that thing right back into the ground and it is dead.
He starts crackling up and he's like, oh no, you don't!
Get back down!
You one hit that one for sure.
It is the dead. Hell you say?
oh, you done goof, bitch. Smack.
So you've already used your bonus action.
Yeah.
Unless you want to move. If you move, you take an op attack, but if you want to move, you can.
They're all already up to be able to actually take op attacks.
I mean, just per the rules of the game, if you move out of combat.
Yeah, even if they're laying there, they can take an opportunity attack.
Then I'm not moving. Bring it, bitches.
We then go to... Sorry, Josh.
Ooh. So a disengage is your action?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I can still use a bonus action after that.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Suppose so.
I'm going to move.
If you don't wish to attack.
I'm going to strategically hide behind Flynn.
Okay, so you're going to disengage back.
How do you hide behind a gnome?
Just tuck me also in that question. Little Poorly. Farther to the right. Little farther to the right. This one. There we go. And then I'm going to lay down the fattest beat on my bardic bongos and give our barbarian friend bardic inspiration. It's a D6, a D8 if you start measuring from behind the balls. Spend on whatever you need.
Okay.
I'm just back here playing hype, man.
All right, so
I need that song, though. Got to have that inspiration.
Yeah.
Does that just give you... Does that give him a bonus die?
Yeah, it gives me inspiration, so I can throw up.
Inspiration.
Was that a D6?
Yeah. Again, okay. D8 if you measure from behind the balls. and you can use it on an ability
mechanically,
check, attack roll, attack, and saving throws. Yep.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
So it's anything that pertinent to a fight.
Right. You got that swagger, that bardic big dick energy now. All from these bongos. That's what I'm doing.
It's a very soft-looking bongos.
It was just like...
Right.
It was like a cat pawing at something.
This is before the dirty drop. This is leading up, and then it goes... just hitting it.
Just indicate that
one. As I do damage, you just get harder into it.
It's getting harder!
Sadly,
Flynn, only slightly turgid right now.
Sadly, Flynn, these guys get to go first.
oops.
So this one's got, see their movement.
No, remember I went with no shield so I could grapple if I wanted to, Jeff.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it'll make more sense when I get level 3.
Get him, Flynn.
I trust you.
Everybody in this room needs to roll a charisma saving throw.
Oh, shit. That's not my worst strong one. Point. Yeah.
I'm good at those ones.
It's me not too. A super high DC.
Okay, I rolled a 17.
Okay.
15.
Okay.
21.
15.
It's the bongo.
You all passed. All of these creatures kind of simultaneously kind of twist their faces in this terrible, like, rictus of hatred. And in an attempt to frighten you. You are...
They can't level up to my big dick energy.
You are all immune for the next 24 hours.
Darn right.
Just oh. fly.
Nice. So good to know.
To you on that.
Nice.
That
no
is
heartbeats
not,
in our heads.
Is that... Oh, you know what? That is actually... That is an action for them. So oh. that'll be their turn. We'll just say that that's their turn.
Correct.
I didn't realize it was a whole action for them. So they all spend their action trying to frighten you.
Cool.
They're just trying so to lay then, down the vocals for this fat beat.
Yeah. So Flynn, it is now on you.
All right.
Get him, Flynn.
So I'm going to open up my coat, my nice big coat. I'm going to pull Show out my patented flavor Wiener. Rod, which is it's what I use to add all the good flavors and the magic to my brews at a Bung's Brews, and I'm gonna snap off like the regulator. Uh oh, what where'd I go out?
You said we heard you. The it does the magic to what?
Yeah.
Oh, my brews.
You cut
the,
out there.
Bung's Brews. Yeah, so saying, this yeah. is how I add gotcha. In all my flavies. So I'm gonna snap okay. off the regulator. So it's mm-hmm. kind of like sparking and sputtering, and I'm just going to shock them with the zappy end. Shocking grasp.
Shocking grasp.
Nice.
All right.
So, is he wearing, metal armor? I'm
Everybody here
not.
Is just in some kind of a masquerade costume.
Is it a metal masquerade costume?
No.
Is he feeling kinky, metal butt plug? Anything.
We'll see if he okay. got that extra
I'm going to probe him just in case. That is a 21.
For sure a hit.
Okay.
We're all rolling well okay. tonight, boys.
And that's when it went down.
Take 6 damage and I can't see reactions until the start of Whoops. Next turn.
6 damage?
Yep.
Okay. 6 damage to that one.
Everybody yeah, rolls good on a Zoom call when nobody can see their dice.
Yeah, I got
it. Hell yeah. There you go. I'm not crit. Even rolling.
Crit. Crit.
Back to the top of the order is...
F*** him up, Jeff.
So you got one directly in front of you.
Okay. I will use a bonus action and cast Hex.
Okay. What does that do?
You place a curse on a creature that you can see within range. Until the spell ends, you deal an extra 1d6 necrotic damage to the target whenever you hit with an attack.
Ooh. Okay, so that's the one directly in front of you?
Also, choose one ability when you cast the spell. The target has disadvantage on ability checks made with the chosen ability. We'll say strength.
Okay.
Ooh, which one are you casting it on, Jeff?
The one I'm attacking.
Yeah. Okay.
It only affects me. I can't show it to you, but that is a crit.
Okay.
Sure too. It is, Jeff.
I can tell you without having a roll that it's dead.
Okay.
If you do more than two damage, it's dead.
Uh, 14, yes.
No, yeah, so I heard two dice, so it's extra dead.
It's three dice. Oh, wait.
Using
no,
the
I
sword
should've...
or are you using your claws?
That would have been 17 damage. No. I have a rapier.
Okay. Yeah. No, you cut it down.
And I will move up to the next one.
If I remember correctly, it's my
towards
turn
Flynn
next.
Or, yes, towards Flynn or towards Schroeder?
I'll head up towards Schroeder.
Here or one more over?
Right there is fine.
Okay. Yes, be me sure. Next, right? It is your turn, yes.
Well, just two-handed going around clockwise here, so the one straight north here.
Do you have to rage every round?
No.
No.
I only lose rage if I don't deal damage or gotcha. Take damage.
That's right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. That is an 18 plus 4, 22.
That is a hit.
All right. It's a D10 plus 4 for 8 damage.
Okay. Still standing, but it looks to be in pain. It's hissing and growling at you.
I don't actually have any bonus actions as a.
Wait, you besides. Had a, didn't you have a? Did you have a bonus die from?
Yeah. Oh, Josh? It's 10. Oh, I did, but I didn't need to use it. I didn't need to use it.
It's only on the action. It's not to the damage, right?
But I did forget to add my 2 raging damage, so it's actually 10 damage.
Ooh, there okay. you go.
It is still standing, though.
Yeah. But as a barbarian, you don't have any bonus actions besides raging, right? Well, not at first level.
You get, like, the general bonus actions, but you don't have any class-specific things.
Yeah, it might depend on how you build it. But
yeah, if you were using 2 weapons, you attacking with your offhand would be a bonus action.
Yeah.
I'm just two-handing it, yeah. Because I'm going to be a battle-raging grappler eventually.
All right, then that brings us back to Josh.
All right. I move me just 1 square up. There we go.
Still now behind me.
More behind you.
That's the goal, knowing Josh.
He's still taller than you.
No, he just wants to be behind you.
Right. And I'm gonna
he likes the view.
I'm going to whisper to the bad guy across the top of Flynn's head and tell him I'm going to let my little friend beat on him in my vicious mockery. So now homeboy has to make a saving throw. It's wisdom. And if he fails, he takes 1d4 psychic damage. Let me find out what my DC is because this is why I don't play spellcast. I'm just not
strong. Probably 14, I would assume.
Is it? What, so, 8 plus proficiency plus... Yes, it is.
It is 14?
It is.
Yeah, look at that.
Okay, you said wisdom?
Yeah.
It's psychic damage, so this guy's immune to that.
That is 16 on the die.
All right. I still mock him. Mercilessly.
Okay, so does that do anything to him at all, or no?
It probably hurt his feelings some.
Yeah, he cries.
Pretty hurtful thing.
Really? Just stops mid-battle. That brings us back to the...
Should be there,
undead masqueraders, I guess. This time we will roll to hit each of you, so I will start with the one on Flynn.
Get him, my big, strong friend. Hit him with your broken Drildo again.
Still stuttering.
It's a 17 hit.
No, it wrecked.
It doesn't. Are you serious?
Yeah.
How is your AC so high? What are you wearing?
Scale mail and a shield, which is the top of a keg.
No shit. Look at that.
So I block it with my keg shield.
Jeff is on that's above you.
Uh huh.
11 to hit.
Nope.
That's a miss.
All right. By the way, these people are just using their hands. They're sharp little fingers.
Oh.
And that is a 17 to hit the barbarian.
Yep.
All right. Got one hit in there.
Oh, I fingered you.
Yeah.
It's already 6 half damage. You only got 1 knuckle in.
That is 4 slashing damage.
All right. Well, then I take 2.
Reaches out and gives you a little claw hand slap. It is now back to Flynn.
Oh, hit him, yeah.
Flynn.
Let's
hit him with the Hitachi.
Somebody's about to catch this E-peen. That's all I'm saying.
Oh God. I'm going to I'm going to tinker a little bit with the flavor rod, try to adjust some of the settings. And the end's going to start glowing hot, and I'm going to crank it and shoot a firebolt at him.
Okay. Roll to hit.
18.
That's a hit, sir.
3 damage.
He is still standing.
Ah, hell.
You didn't hit him for that much the first time, so.
Yes, top of the round. Jeff, the one directly in front of you has not been hit yet.
Okay. If the target drops to 0 before the spell ends, you can use a bonus action on a subsequent turn to turn of yours to curse a new target.
Nice.
So the one that I just moved up to will. Yes.
Okay. Yep.
The one he dropped. Curse on the new one.
That's a 15 to hit.
That is a hit.
That is 17 damage.
And that one drops.
Damn.
That goes to Schroeder. The one directly in front of you seems to be teetering, still standing.
Yep, actually, before the end of my turn, I'll move down to the one that Flynn's on.
You're moving your curse, or you're physically moving?
No, I'm physically moving.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Schroeder?
I'm going to hit the one I'm next to that's still up.
All right. Go ahead and roll.
That is a 13 to hit.
That hits.
Hey, cool. Look at that. 1d10 plus 4. 9 damage. Nope.
It is.
I'm sorry. 11 damage. Keep forgetting to add the rage in there.
It is dead.
Squish. Crunch. And since I can still move, I'll move down to the other side of that thing.
No one touch him. I almost got him.
I'm loose
jerking on my flavor rod.
It's back on Josh.
Josh kills him over your shoulder.
It's one of these buttons. Hold on.
Josh, you got like a tin can you can throw at it or something?
I'll whip a rock at it with my sling.
You can do that.
Yeah,
although
we'll do that.
Firing through, you may want to move because you're firing through one of your players.
Like I said,
aim high.
He's short enough. Yeah, he's short enough.
All right. 15.
That hits.
No, I didn't even add anything to it. Suck it.
Hey.
Woo! 6 damage.
It dies.
Just.
Flynn is sad.
Now I've been tinkering with my rod, and I just look up, he falls over, and he's like, yep.
You see that there's a rock and its eye socket, and it tumbles over.
You found the right button.
Huh. Okay, there it was. I had to rub underneath the tip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Careful, it might go off in your hands. What's the refractory Boots period on that bad boy?
Boots walks over to the corner of the room, circles around a few times, and curls up and lays down.
I'm looting the bodies.
Does not move for an hour.
You find enough like jewelry and stuff on them that are worth total about 120 gold.
Whoever's keeping track, write that down.
Seem to be some hoity-toity people.
Oh,
all I heard was I'm wearing a ton of jewelry right now.
I'll walk up to the rug that Boots is laying on and kick it and tell her we're not taking a short rest. Get up.
If you want my spell back, then I'm taking a short rest.
I don't care about your spell.
Everything seems to calm. Hey folks, thanks for listening. The Mask of the Worms is presented by the Arcane Library, written by Kelsey Dion. Music by Magmi Soundtracks, being used under Creative Commons License 0.0.